Jerusalem's bursting at the seams. People from all over the place are there because Passover. That was happening, the great festival. Strangers, perhaps, that had never been in the city before, making their way for the celebration. And a man, Simon from Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing on his way from the country, and they forced him to carry the cross. They brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. Then they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him, dividing up his clothes. They cast lots to see what each would get. It was 9 a.m. when they crucified him. The written notice of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." They crucified 2 rebels with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads, saying, "So, you who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, come down from the cross, save yourself." In the same way, the chief priests and teachers of the law mocked him amongst themselves. "He saved others," they said, "but he can't save himself. Let the Messiah, this King of Israel, come down now from the cross that we may see and believe." Those crucified with him also heaped insults on him.
And please join in after the introduction.
At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess him. From death he passed. Let him, brothers, name him with love strong as death, but with awe and wonder, and with his breath. He is God the Savior. Christ the Lord, ever to be worshipped, tempted and adored. In your hearts enthrone him, there let him subdue all that is not holy, all that is not true. As your captain in temptation's hour, let his will enfold you in death, night, and hour. Now there's this Lord Jesus shall return again with his mother's glory. And this angel train, for all wreaths of empire, meet upon on his brow, and our hearts confess him, King of glory
now. Thank you. The young man today is going to make us a smoothie at home, but only when he does good listening. So he's always trying to check up with me whether he's on track. And so far, so good. He's on track so far. It's good to be here once again this evening. Thank you for this part that you've led us into. Thank you for the music, and thank you for coming. And of course, the desk there. Our first Good Friday or Holy Week at this church. And it took me back into Zambia. You know, each one of us usually looks at life from where they come from. So certain interpretation and how I understand the Easter period usually is I'm taken aback into Zambia. I'm not a good singer, this I know. My wife knows very well, but when she's not around, I tend to sing. Because at least you'll not be with me at least, so I'll not hear you repeat, say, oh, that wasn't sung well. The tune went off key. Yeah. So I'm just doing a clip, a bit of a song that we sing in Zambia. Every time on Easter and every time we have communion, we sing it because it just speaks of Christ on the cross. Potuluka mumzimu mama ini Yesu anasenza mtanda Po kwela gorogota mama mama ine kukampa chikatuye pilatoyo mfumu yao inampereka kwa Yuda kutiampachike tu mama mama ine kufela zoipa zatu. Anyway, next time I'll teach you what that is, but just talking about that time. And basically, from Palm Sunday, I've been trying to talk about how the disciples and those around Jesus did not get it. Just to try to take a certain perspective, looking at the dangers if one does not get it right. When you have not discerned it well, when you have not gotten it right, when you have missed an opportunity, life is lived with regrets. Only until when rescue comes your way. It is like an aircraft moving out of touch with the leader. Disaster is inevitable. They didn't get it because God's Son came to save us from our sins. But the teachers of the law, the high priests, and the people thought he was a scam. They didn't trust him. They didn't believe that he came for them also. Why did they not believe him? Probably because, and mostly because, their expectations were not being met. They saw him as a competitor. They saw him as someone who wanted to make a name for himself. but only because their desires, whatever they are thinking, all they wanted was for themselves. The scriptures declares in John chapter number 3, verses 17, that Christ came not to judge the world, not to condemn it, but only to save it. That is why he came. Today, the focus of our reading is basically on the teachers of the law, the high priests, and also the passerby, the words they are speaking. All of them had an opportunity to hear Jesus, listen to what he taught. Some of them witnessed the miracles that he performed, but did not receive the gospel. As the scriptures declare in John chapter 1, verses 12, but to all those who received him, to all those who believed his message, he gave them the right to be called children of God. But they, the teachers of the law, high priests, and those who were passing by, they did not receive the gospel. In short, Jesus came to save each and every one of them, including us. But that opportunity, they missed it. It is like a high school student. So the chief priests and the others missed it. A high school student who wants to make a name for themselves. The passerbys, the chief priests, and everyone else, they wanted Jesus to prove that he was a Messiah. They say, what type of a king is he? Can you come down? Can you prove it to us that truly you are the King of Kings? I love to watch the movie of Shaka, if you've heard it. In South Africa, the Ndebele, you know. Famous king of the Zulu people, Shaka. He says, what type of a king am I going to receive? He is weak. How can he be crucified? And most of those asked, come down, show us. Can we see that you are truly the Messiah? What they did not get is that the only reason why Christ did not come down on that cross was because if he had come down, then death, which was going to liberate them, was going to be missed. The scriptures in Hebrews declare that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So without dying on that cross, Christ, that day, there is no salvation for us. That they did not get it. Some people ask, but why should he die? You know, in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve had entered a relationship with Satan, they ceded, they gave up the authority that God had given them. They trusted the devil. A solution had to be found. And a solution to be found, someone who did not sin, someone who was not tainted by Adam and Eve's sin, was supposed to take up a cross. Was supposed to liberate as someone who did not have sin. And that someone who was supposed to take up our place, the psalmist in Psalm 24 asks a question, who can go up in the mountain of the Lord and stand in his holy place on our behalf? In that Psalm 24, the answer is given that such a one must have a pure heart, must be someone who is just. The problem is that there was no one who could stand in the high places of God on our behalf. Until now, there is no one who can stand for us. Even myself, even if I'm preaching, I'm far off, I'm far away. I cannot stand. Even for my children, I cannot liberate them. The problem, that was a big problem. And God decided to sort out the problem on himself. He decided to say, I am going to take it up. Since there is no one on earth and in heaven, I myself, God, whom these people have offended, I am going to take their place. As we read in the story of Christmas, that she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. Why? Because he will save his people from their sins. And he will be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. God decided to take it upon himself. This is what was missed. Keeping quiet on that cross, not backing down, was actually for their sake, was actually for our sake even today. That was missed. And like I said on Sunday, the issue is not that they did not get it, is that whether we, with their stories, with the leading of the Holy Spirit, whether we can get it, whether we are able to understand that the reason that Christ was on that cross was that for you and for me, that we may find life. Like the passerby and the teachers of the law, myself, when I was a young man, I usually call myself a young man when I was in high school. Of course, I'm still a young man, but a grown-up young man, a bit, you know. I wanted to make a name for myself with most of my friends that I found in high school. We teamed up and we could do all sorts of whatever that can be done. You know, we didn't understand. We went to an extent, oh God, it's bad that Tara is here, because I was thinking to myself, she will listen to this, but what example will she get, you know? Because at some point, we used to argue with the teachers. We used to be mischief, you know, we created a lot of problem for the teachers at the expense of the education that we are supposed to get. And that's what the chief priests and the others, that's what they do. Unfortunately, most of my friends have not yet recovered from the alcoholism, drug abuse, until today. And this sometimes pains me. I remember when I visited home while I was still in Zambia, I would be asked by my friend's parents, who say, what did you do, Peter? Would you come and help your friends? But I am not able. Until now, the only thing I can do, I just pray to God that God, like you found me, you can also liberate them. At one time, my immediate young brother had to write a letter to me, advising me that, please, my elder brother, concentrate on your education. I hear a lot of stories about you at school, which are not good. But because I wanted to make a name for myself, I tried to roll on with life. But I'm happy that 2 months before the exams, no mercy came to me, and I barely made it. And I survived. That was the grace of God. The grace which Christ brought on the cross. Do we believe that he died for us? And sometimes probably the question when we say, do we believe, when we generalize it, it becomes a problem sometimes. Because this was a challenge that the Israelite had, that our God Someone told me that everybody's business is nobody's business, actually. The question is, do you believe? Or are you waiting for a miracle also, like the teachers of the law, like a high priest, like the passerby who were asking, come down, show us so that we can believe? The world is in a lot of trouble. Relationships have been broken. There are a lot of wars. The environment is in problems like never before. The first step would be to mend relationships with our neighbor and with God. Why am I saying so? Because we cannot give that which we do not have. We cannot go to the world if we have not dealt with our neighbor and God. We cannot help further there, outside there, unless we begin just here. Like I said, the question is not whether they did not get it. Come to think of it, by the grace of God, their example was to be a story for us to learn from. With the leading of the Holy Spirit, probably we may just get it right for us. Christ had to die so that we can get it. And the grace is there. We are invited. God is with us. God through Jesus came to us. An opportunity always is there. Let's get it while we can. Remember that Christ came not to condemn anyone, but that through him we can find life everlasting. I'll ask you that we may stand on your feet if you are able, or if you would love to, if you are not able to stand, you may sit. But at this juncture, we may just praise God for the death of Christ on the cross, but also for an opportunity that we are able, even today, to listen, to interact, to fellowship with brothers and sisters. There are some people who wanted to be there, but they are not able. Not that they did not want. God is good all the time. We thank God, as Dandilo Parish, God has given us an opportunity to serve him in this city. We are going to pray, and I'll ask that each one of us will pray in whichever way that suits them. Yeah. Father God, we thank you. Father God, we bless you. Thank you for the cross. Thank you that you demonstrated your love. Thank you that you showed us that you love us. Thank you that your love is still available even now. Thank you that you call us every time to be in a relationship with you. Thank you for an opportunity to hear your word every time. Thank you for an opportunity to fellowship with brothers and sisters. Thank you that we are able to even think about how we can reach out to the world, how we can save our city. Thank you. Unlike those who spoke, who said, save yourself, the Holy Spirit was not there for them. Thank you that we you have given us the spirit of truth, the spirit of truth that is able to convict us. Spirit of truth is able to lead us. Spirit of truth is able to show us the way. Thank you for each one of us in this place. Thank you that we have been able to gather today. Thank you that we have been able to remember this Good Friday once again. May your name be glorified, Holy Spirit. May your name be glorified, God the Father. May your name be glorified, God the Son. Thank you for the musician. Thank you for the tech desk. Thank you for those on the door. Thank you for everyone who takes part in various duties. Thank you for this center. Thank you for the Courtside Center. Thank you for all those who give their time to do your work. Thank you for those who smile for someone. Thank you for those who are figuring out how they can save you. Thank you for Steward. Thank you for the cake session. Thank you for everyone. For you on the cross, you came for all of us. Charge us. Fire us for mission. Fire us that we may be able to hear that call and respond. Thank you for today. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. And the musician.